Hello.
What's going on, son?
Yes.
Nothing much, but yeah. Okay, easy. Nathan,
Yep. Yep. 35 years old. Okay, perfect, my friend. Cheers. Nathan, how are we, my friend? Dexter here. I'm great. Thank you for asking. It's a little stormy now, but I was perfect before. How's the morning been so far? Not too bad. Perfect. Are you at work now? Yeah, perfect. Easy. I'll make this as quick and simple as I can for yourself. So what was the main reason you put that inquiry through, my friend? Okay, easy. And so you've got your app open there, I believe. Perfect, Nathan. Well, I've just sent you through a text message. It's just got our company details on there as well as our website. I do like to be transparent for yourself. But other than that, let's get underway, my friend. So you're with REST, correct? Still there, Nate? Easy. Give me a yell once you have that app open and we can get started straight away. Oh, no, you're good. Perfect. So on the REST app, first thing you should see there, current balance. We'll start with that one. What are you looking at currently? $217,376.57. Perfect. Now on the REST app, you're going to select more down the bottom left. Once you select that one, it should state your name at the top. Is it just Nathan Hefferman or is there a middle name there at all? Middle name and William, just Willam. Perfect. And your member number is below that one. Do you want to read that one back to myself as well? Yeah, no problem. I'm more than happy for you to do some research on the website. With the member number, just note that we can't actually do anything with that one except for add more money to your account. So unfortunately, we won't be doing that today. No problem. 126, yep. 23, yep. Yep. 93. So I'm going to read it back. You got 126, 223, 5593. Yep. Okay, perfect. So 126, 23, 5593. Perfect. Now on that, stay on that same more page there. Next thing you're going to select is investments. So it's going to bring up your My Investments page on your portfolio here. And we're going to see what you're currently invested in. So for just shares, so is it Australian Shares Index or International Shares Index? Okay. And is that a 100% allocation? So future contributions, it'll say, yep, perfect. Beautiful. Next, we're going to go back on your to that more page again. You're going to select insurance this time. And then we're going to look for what you have. So it should say maybe death underneath it, it cover amount there. Six, seven, six. And your premium for that one, it should say that on the right. So it should say cost per week. $7.50. And do you have any TPD or income protection there? TPD? $461,500. How much are you paying for that one, my friend? $7.83 and no income protection. No, you took that one off? Okay, no problem. Beautiful. Now, the next question for yourself, do you have any beneficiaries nominated? So if you select back again to the more page, you should be able to select. Okay, perfect. Son and son, are they binding beneficiaries or non-binding? Non-binding for all three? Yep. Now, do you know the difference between binding and non-binding at all? Yep. So a binding beneficiary essentially means the super fund will have to pay that if you have bound it. If it is non-binding, a trustee can choose not to pay it or it can be contested. So an example, you have a crazy ex, you pass away, she wants some of that super fund, she can try and contest that for yourself. But if you have it down as binding, they're unable to do so. So essentially it kind of locks it into the person you have nominated that will definitely receive the money rather than the fund being able to choose if they want to pay that one or not. So would you be open to making them binding, or is that something you'd like to do in the future at all? Yep. I'll just write a note here for the advisor for yourself. Chance of that happening is low. Yep. It can be anyone. It could even be one of your kids. Yep. It can even be one of your kids in the future. Like if one's down as 25, one down as 25. They can try and contest to get more as well. Like, it can happen to anyone. But if you don't want to do it now, that's totally fine. I'll get an advisor to note that for yourself. Next thing for yourself is date of birth. What's your date of birth, my friend? Perfect. You can close that app up, my friend. Everything else we need is just off the top of your head. So I'm just going to confirm some quick details from yourself to start us off. So I've got your name down as Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N. Middle name, William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Nathan, do you have a preferred name at all, or just Nathan? Just Nathan, perfect. Last name down is Hefferman, H-E-F-F-E-R-N-A-N. Birthday is the 28th of the 10th, 1989. Male, assuming?
Yep.
And partner, married or single? Yeah, well, you never know. It's always good to ask. Married, best phone number is the one you're currently on, which is 0409057480. Best email address for yourself, nathan@stairpro.com.au. Perfect. And is that a work email? You use it for just everything? Yep, that's fine. Got two. Do you want me to leave it down as this work email, or do you want to put it as a personal?
Yep.
Perfect. No problem, my friend. Whatever's easier for yourself, it's the only thing on my mind. Now, Nathan, would you happen to know your tax file number by any chance? Super is tax deductible. We also do require this one by law due to anti-money laundering laws. If it's not in this call or the fees, if you do choose to proceed, you will be required to present that one. If not now, that's totally fine. What's your best home address? Yep. Underwood, and what was the postcode for Underwood? I should know this one. 4199, yep. And is your postal address the same? Yep, easy done, my friend. You mentioned you had two children before, correct? Two sons. I just need the ages of those two for yourself. We'll be okay without names, 3 and 5. Congratulations. Are they a handful yet or well behaved currently? They're not too bad. Perfect. Yeah, that's how it is. Build a character young, fighting each other. I learned it very young. Me and my brother used to be the same. What was your partner's name? Amanda, A-M-A-N-D-A. Same last name as yourself. Yep. And her age? 36. Perfect. What's your job title, my friend? I know it says StairPro here, but do you have a certain title or anything? Okay. Okay. And just a day-to-day for yourself. What do you usually do on a day-to-day at work? Are you doing like hardwood or is it all types? Sorry? Everything? Okay. Install quote and fit staircase. Or quote and fit staircase. What was their company name, my friend? StairPro, yep. And I'm guessing you're full-time in this one? Yep. Do you do 38 hours a week or do you more? You're in salary. Okay. Yep. How long have you been working here for? Years. Any trade qualification for that one? Do you need to be Cert 3 in carpentry or anything like that? Carpentry, that's a good one. Cert 4 building. And I'm not too sure about this one for yourself. Do you work with heights above 12 meters? No. Anything above 8 meters? Yep. Generally no. Easy. What's probably like the highest story you'd probably go up to if there wasn't anything installed there? Three stories. Yep. Okay. Any hazardous materials at all? Yep. MDF and stuff. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And what would you say is your gross income per annum? 140, and the household income for yourself and partner combined? $210. No other occupations for yourself? No side hustles, businesses, anything like that? Nothing yet, okay. What would you say an expenditure per week is for yourself? Like, what do you need to spend to be able to live your just week-to-week life or day-to-day life? So we'll include like mortgage, rent, groceries, miscellaneous items for the kids. Yeah. Yeah, smart man here. Okay. What would you say is a rough figure? So say you were getting paid 1500 a week, how much of that would you spend? $2,000 a week, yeah. And what would you save a week? Is it been on and off? You don't even know, yeah. Okay. Do you want me to put an on and off figure at all, or do you want me to just put zero? Yep. You're guaranteed the 12% into your super from your employer, or do they pay you extra? That's just the extra. Do you do any salary sacrifice at all? No. Would you like projections on if you were to do a salary sacrifice? You're going to be able to put it, no problem. Any concessional or non-concessional amounts put in, so out of your bank account? Nope, perfect, my friend. What age have you thought about retiring? No problem, you're good. Go back with me. Perfect. What age would you like to retire? Have you thought about this one yet? You think you'd go maybe 65, maybe a little longer? 65, yeah. And what would you say an ideal or required income is for yourself when you do retire in today's money? So factor into account that you probably paid off your mortgage by then, or your super has some lump sum paid that off. What do you think you'd be comfortable with living off a week? So what would you say is ideal for yourself? What would you want? Would you be happy with the 2,000 a week still, or would you want maybe more? Yep. 2,000 at this point. Well, that's okay. And next would. Okay. And are you going to do a little bit of combination between assets and super? Yep, that's a good plan. Perfect. Now, next, we're just doing assets and liabilities. We don't need to put everything here. We're just going to do the main things: mortgages, investment properties, shares or crypto, credit cards, personal loans, any motor vehicles above 10K. Yeah, I'll put that one down as 40. They've gone up a little bit. I'll put that one down as 40 for you. 4x4, yeah. $2,013. I'll put that one down as 15 for you. And you mentioned before mortgage you have. Yep. And you're paying 800 a week or fortnight on that one? Yep. Great. Getting it down low now. Do you know what bank that one's through? Westpac, and you're looking at a variable interest rate, yeah? Variable, are we looking at maybe 5.6 or lower or higher? The interest rate, is it around 5.6 or is it a little higher or a little lower? Storm rolling through. Can you hear me? Yep. What would you say the interest rate is? About 5.5, maybe. Yep, no problem. That's fine. Is there anything else you want to add on to this? Do you own any shares or crypto? We're currently looking at an asset value of 1,055,000, a debt value of about 400,000. Is that what's left remaining to pay on your mortgage? 400? Just under 400, is that 400? Yep. And your repayments are currently $800 a week. So we're looking good in this section here. Next, we're going to do a quick insurance review for yourself. So these are all medical-related questions. We need to answer these the best we can. They are personal. If we do need to stop at any point, let me know. Perfect. Do you smoke or vape at all? Smoke? Do you know your height in centimeters? That's okay. Your weight in kilograms? 22. Any health diagnosis you're currently managing? Mental health, high blood pressure, broken bones, diabetes, anything like that? Nothing? Perfect. Any major surgery last 7 years? No. Have you seen any physio or chiropractor in the last 7? No. Have you ever been on a mental health plan or seen a counselor? Have you ever claimed on your TPD or income protection? No. Do you know how much annual leave or sick leave you have remaining? Lots. No idea. So, does your annual accumulate? Couldn't tell you. Do you want to maybe pull up a payslip and see if it has a number there for yourself? The reason I do ask is I'll just put this down as 4 weeks for you now then. 4 weeks and 4 weeks? More than that? Do you reckon 8 weeks, 2 years worth? The reason I do ask is this can affect the income protection waiting period. So on income protection, there's a waiting period before you receive the benefit. This is usually 30, 60, or 90 days. Six 79 hours. And sick leave, I'm just guessing you got the 4 weeks, you haven't taken any, or 2 weeks. Perfect. You don't have any, do you have any insurances that you pay for out of pocket for your life? No. Do you have a will at all? No. Are you interested in maybe creating or updating one? Perfect. Easy done. And have you been bankrupt in the last 5 years at all? No. Great. And what's something you'd like to achieve in the next 12 months? This can be personal, work-related, or family-related. Doesn't have to be about your super. You can go on a holiday if you want to go on a holiday. What's something you've got on your mind for the next 12? Yep. I've got, you'd potentially like to go on a holiday, but at the moment you're starting your own side business. You'd like to see that succeed. What about in the next 1 to 5 years? Would that be elaborating on from the own business part? Yeah. So you're in that pretty much that grind state. You just want to see an outcome currently. You want to upgrade your house maybe in the future, look at getting an investment property. What about your retirement? What's your ideal retirement? Do you want to describe that for me? Do you have anything in mind that you'd like to do, that you like to do now that you maybe want to do in your retirement? Like for myself, it's a goal. Yeah, that's okay. Go on holidays, play golf, relax. What about regarding your super? What's important to you when regarding your super? Do you want to see maybe lower costs, access to different investments, growth protection? Do you have anything in mind? Yep. Yep. So essentially right now, you just want to see it grow. You're not really relying on it for your future, but it would be a bonus for yourself in retirement, correct? And what about regarding your life insurance? Do you have any specific requirements in the event of a disablement or death? Some people want funerals paid for, others want kids put through school. Is there anything on your mind? Yep. Perfect. Have you worked with any financial advisors before this? Nope. Okay. Perfect, Nathan. Next, we're just going to do a quick risk profile questionnaire for yourself. Then I'm going to pass you over to Seth, the senior client manager. He's going to just book you in, recap what we've gone over, book you in for your follow-up appointment and explain your recommended next steps. The risk profile we're going to do ourselves is only 7 questions long. It's all multiple choice. I'll read the question, then I'll read the answer. Just let me know what best suits yourself. Make sense? Perfect. How would you describe your general understanding of the financial market? I've got A, I have a little understanding, enough to not put all of my eggs in the same basket. B, I understand markets fluctuate up and down based on current events or share performance. Or C, I'm experienced with all investment classes. Understand various factors that will influence performance or the market. 2 and 3, bit of a mix between. Yep. Number 2, it's likely most of your super is invested on the financial market. How do those fluctuations in your balance make you feel? I've got quite uncomfortable. You always want to make changes to improve or protect it. I've got quite comfortable. You never really make changes. You just let it sit there and do its thing. Or I've got C, very comfortable with the fluctuations. You're happy to ride the financial wave. Bit of everything. Yeah, it was something stupid like $1 billion in a day. Going down now. Okay, perfect. Yep, beautiful. In respect to your super, what investment style would you be most comfortable with yourself? You want to see moderate returns, but you'll see some fluctuations there. Would you like to see maybe the potential of good returns, but you'll see some higher fluctuations? Or would you like to see the potential of very high returns, but possible much higher fluctuations there? Yep. 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 Hard question. Do you want to leave that one for now, or I'll come back to it? Okay. There's another question down here that we can elaborate on with this one, which if you're super, so how much could your portfolio balance drop if you, before you actually start to feel uncomfortable? So I've got 10%, 25%, or 50%. Just note, during COVID, 25% was like the minimum account drop balance. Most people didn't even notice. You didn't really notice. So would you say 25% for yourself before you do start to feel uncomfortable? Yep. Which superannuation, sorry. Which superannuation investment portfolio would suit yourself the best? Would you like to see maybe a balance of income and growth? Would you like to see maybe more growth than income, or what do you want to see predominantly growth? Which superannuation investment portfolio would suit yourself the best? Would you like to see a balance of income and growth? Would you like to see more growth than income, or would you like to see predominantly growth? So a balance of, so a balance of income and growth essentially means if your money is coming in, you want to see it go up together. So balance of income coming in towards growth. More growth than income means you want to see your income growing more than what's coming in. And predominantly growth means you want to see that balance grow no matter what. Number three. Yep. It's all multiple choice. There is no right or wrong answer. Essentially, balance of income and growth means slowly growing. More growth than income means predominantly growing. Predominantly growth means it's always growing. Always growing. Yeah. It's always up and down. Next question. Second last one for yourself. If you did see a significant drop in your balance due to the adverse market condition, what would your reaction be? I've got A, I would seek advice from my financial advisor. B, leave my investments in place, wait for that performance to improve. Or C, invest more money, take advantage of the lower share price, expecting big future growth. Yep, perfect. And the final question for yourself, which of the following investments have you ever invested in? Have you had any shares before? No, any investment properties? No, the next one is managed fund, which is currently what your super is invested in. So technically it's a portfolio of cash, shares, or property. And then the one below that is your own home, which I already have you down for as well. Perfect. Now, Nate, did you have any questions for me at all? Now, is there anything you'd like to add? Okay, perfect. What I'm going to do from here is pass you over to Seth. He's just going to explain your recommended next steps, as well as book you in for that following appointment where you receive those results for yourself. It was great chatting to you today. I hope we can get some good results for you. I'll chat to you later. Perfect. Anytime, you too. It'll take around 5 seconds to transfer, so just stay on the line.